Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260, sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero, co-host for the show with Dana Lake. I'm going to be your host for the next hour. Dana comes back next week. We're here every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m., and we'll be covering a wide range of subjects, including health, diet, nutrition, lifestyle, exercise, and all things related to natural and holistic health. We'll give you helpful suggestions and spice it up with controversies when we can. We'll include special guests, of course, and we always welcome your calls. The call-in number is 301-984-2173. Again, that call-in number is 301-984-2173. And remember, the show is streamed live through the station website, which is progressivetalk1260.com. So if you have friends or relatives out of state that you think need to hear the information on the show, just tell them to log on to www.progressivetalk1260.com. So I'd like to take a minute to introduce myself. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero. My training is as a naturopathic physician. Naturopathic physicians are trained at naturopathic medical schools, which are four-year institutions that require a bachelor's degree and the same admission requirements as any medical school. They are designed to train a primary care doctor that specializes in natural therapies. Naturopathic doctors receive extensive training in nutrition, herbal medicine, homeopathy, vitamin therapy, physical medicine, and all this is grounded in the same scientific context that regular medical doctors are trained in. My private practice is in Annapolis, Maryland, but I'm also available for one-on-one consultations at the Village Green in Bethesda just on Tuesdays. If you'd like further information, you can visit my website at greenhealingnow.com or Village Green website at myvillagegreen.com, or just give a call on Tuesdays, and if I'm not with someone, I'd be happy to talk with you. Today we have a really great show. It's all about detoxification and cleansing. So really, this is addressing the fact that we are exposed to many toxins in our environment. Toxic exposure is an unavoidable consequence of being alive in today's day and age. We're exposed to toxins in polluted air, polluted water, contaminated food, drugs, and even from toxic byproducts of normal metabolic processes in our bodies. As such, our bodies have an elaborate and effective way to break down and excrete these substances. There are five so-called emunctories, which offer a way for the body to process and eliminate toxins. These five emunctories are the skin, the lungs, the liver, the gastrointestinal system, and the kidneys. Now, if all of these organ systems are functioning optimally, more toxins should be excreted out of our body than are accumulated. So if anybody's listened to the show before, you know I love to give analogies to help explain things. So we're going to use the analogy of a bucket and a garden hose. So let's say the average person's exposure to toxins is equivalent to the garden hose filling up the bucket, and the hose is on about one quarter of the way. Okay? The bucket will slowly but surely fill up over time. Now, let's drill five holes around the bottom of the bucket. And imagine that each hole represents an emunctory. One hole represents the skin, one hole the lungs, one hole the liver, one hole the GI system, and one hole the kidneys. If the outflow of water from the holes in the bottom of the bucket is greater than the inflow from the hose coming into the bucket should never fill up. However, if the emunctories are blocked or not functioning optimally, the bucket will fill. Or if the exposure to toxins is dramatically increased, and the holes can't catch up, meaning if you turn the hose on instead of a quarter of the way, you turn it on all the way, you can get toxic overload. And toxic overload can be, a variety of symptoms: fatigue, fibromyalgia, peripheral neuropathies, mental dullness, chronic pain, insomnia, headaches, ADD, autoimmune disease, many different conditions can be related to an overflowing bucket or one that's filling too quickly. Aiding in optimizing the body's ability to detoxify can have profound impacts on health and well-being. There's many ways to optimize the function of our emunctories. Some of those things we're really going to talk about today. The special guest who's coming on works with a very well-known, very reputable supplement manufacturer who has some excellent products specifically for detoxification. But first, I want to talk about some really interesting statistics and give you guys some background about toxins in our environment. So It is so sad but true. I was just lucky enough to be the father of an absolutely beautiful baby girl. And when this baby girl is born, she looks just so pure and beautiful and clean and just totally unadulterated by all of the things that us older people are. However, there have been numerous studies that show over 287 industrial chemicals can be found in the cord blood of a newborn via what is transferred from the mom. So, you know, the toxic burden of the mom will translate to the child. In an adult study that screened 72 different people from all around the country in varying age groups, they tested for 525 different chemicals in the body, and they found 455 out of those 525 were present. These are PCBs, chlorinated hydrocarbon pesticides, chlorinated dioxins, bisphosphonol A, organophosphate pesticide metabolites, household product solvents such as volatile and semi-volatile organic compounds, which are VOCs, this is off-gassing. They found 77 of all of the 77 types of VOCs they tested for. They found metals, lead, mercury, arsenic. It is just pervasive. And it is estimated that if you were to take a fat sample of any adult living anywhere in this entire country, you would find at least 20 of the same toxins in every individual because they are so pervasive in our environment. You know, we can talk about also the problem of what's called a body burden 101, understanding why humans can have so many of these things and why sometimes at such high levels. And this has to do with the fact that us humans, eat pretty high on the food chain. So if you look at an example, if you have a toxin example of, this is a biomagnification example of PCBs, okay, which are polychlorinated biphenyls. In water, you have, if it leaks into the water, it's one times the magnification, right? It is what it is in its normal environment as it is in the water. The water is just a basic solvent. A zooplankton, which is a very small, low on the food chain life form, probably the smallest form on the life food chain, by the time it gets into zooplankton, when you sample adult life cycle zooplankton, it is already multiplied 6,400 times. Then you get to a lanternfish, 170,000 times more than what it was in the water alone. And as you move up on the food chain, by the time you get to a squid, 240,000 times the amount. And by the time you get to a dolphin, 13 million times what it was in the water, because each animal will accumulate and bioaccumulate these toxins along the way. And we as humans live on the top of the food chain. So when we eat other animals that are higher on the food chain, we all bioaccumulate the toxin. So as I briefly mentioned, there's many different kinds of toxins. Heavy metals are certainly ones to be considerate of. These are the lead, mercury, arsenic. You know, heavy metal comes from a lot of different places. About 80% of mercury comes from power plants and from industry, what's pumped out in the smokestacks. And that gets into the air, and then that settles into the clouds, and then it comes down in rain, and it settles into our water supply, settles into our crops, settles into our fish, into our ocean. So we know that all the warnings on tuna, not to eat too much tuna fish, swordfish, because these things are on the high in the food chain and bioaccumulate mercury. This is to the point where the EPA recommended that people, pregnant women, don't eat tuna really more than once a week, regardless of the fact that eating fish is extremely important for the health of the developing fetus. The rest of the mercury in our environment will come from pesticides and other sources. We also have the other chemicals. There are over 100 million pounds of pesticide used each year, according to the EPA, which is really quite a scary number. A lot of these can be the chlorinated hydrocarbons. Now, we also have to look at the halides. This represents a very specific type of toxins in the environment. Halides include bromine, fluoride, or fluorine, chlorine, chlorine, and iodine. They are these four chemicals are on the periodic table, all in the same place, all classified as halides. Now, bromine, they use to brominate bread, meaning that they will spray it all over the grains after they're harvested to prevent things from growing. Bromine is also used in soft drinks, particularly citrus-based soft drinks, to help the citrus flavors blend well with the rest of the drink. And those are two main places where you find bromine. Now, bromine can be a very powerful toxin. There used to be a product on the market, I don't remember it, but I've heard about it, called Bromo-Seltzer, which is the predecessor to Alka-Seltzer. Now, Bromo-Seltzer was pulled off the market when they determined that upwards of 80% of emergency room admissions to hospitals for schizophrenic-like events could be traced back to Bromo-Seltzer, because bromine can cause those types of symptoms. So they pulled Bromo-Seltzer from the market, and now it is Alka-Seltzer. However, they still allow bromine to be used in our food chain in many different places. As I've just explained, what they used to use to spray the grains with is iodine. And iodine does get somewhat of a bad rap, but iodine is a wonderful nutrient that usually can be tolerated by most healthy people in much higher amounts than is recommended by the FDA and the dietary allowances. And iodine is a very healthy thing. Other countries use iodine very regularly on their breads and are very proud of it, because iodine does have the potential to help regulate female hormones. It can help reduce risks of certain types of cancers, and it can help prevent damage from exposure to other problems in the environment. So we have a lot to get to today. I am going to take my first break. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk 1260 AM, sponsored by The Village Green. We're talking about detoxification and cleansing. And when we come back, I'm going to introduce some of the different ways to detox. And we're going to bring our special guest on and talk about some really great products and some great information on detoxing. So stay with us. We'll be back after the break.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? They've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. They still take the time to know their customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, they have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give them a call at 301-530-0800. Village Green Apothecary.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store, or go to gero.com, J-A-R-R-O-W, for the best in probiotic supplements.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new and exclusive patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunotics 3 through 6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Ask your functional medical consultant for complete details.
Progressive Talk 1260.
Welcome back to The Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by The Village Green. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for the evening. The other wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week. Our lines are open for callers if you have any questions, 301-984-2173. Today, we're talking about cleansing and detoxification. We talked about a lot of interesting stuff before the break. I was just getting into some of the aspects of different kinds of toxins. Was just explaining issues with the halides. I had talked about bromine being used to brominate flowers and used in soft drinks. Other halides are fluorine, fluoridated water is a major source of that, and chlorine, which is also very commonly used in our water supply. We have a lot to get to today, so I'm going to have to skip over a couple things. I do want to make a quick mention, though, that another source of toxins can be hormones. Hormones in our food is primarily one very large source, particularly the bovine growth hormone, which is actually a hormone that's very similar to estrogen. And this is a hormone that is used to make the animals grow faster, but can have the possibility to have estrogenic-like effects on our body. And a lot of these other pesticides and chemicals in our body have hormone-like effects and are considered hormone disruptors. There's a wonderful book that was written in the 1970s that laid down the groundwork for a lot of the theory on environmental toxins called The Silent Spring, which outline the fact that alligator eggs, which basically can be male or female, they were all turning up female because of the environmental toxins in the water runoff from pesticide residues and other things. So they have very, very strong hormone capabilities, and we look at and wonder why rates of breast cancer and prostate cancer are growing at an exponential rate. We have to consider the impact of environmental toxins. So I want to talk about, there's different ways to detox, right? So we need to talk about the different emunctories, as we talked about at the beginning of the show, these different ways that our body will eliminate things. We have the lungs, so our body can eliminate toxins by blowing off air. So deep breathing exercises can be helpful in eliminating toxins. The liver is our major organ of detoxification. There are many herbs that help the liver to detoxify. Things like milk thistle and turmeric can be helpful in promoting detoxification pathways. And other vegetables like beets, radishes, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, all of the vegetables, specifically in the cruciferous vegetable family, are wonderful at aiding the liver in some of its detoxification pathways. The intestines are a major, major form of detoxification because the liver will basically dump all of the all the toxins that it deals with eventually get dumped into the intestines. So the bowels have to be moving well. You have to be eliminating every day, and there has to be plenty of fiber in order to bind those toxins that the liver is dumping into the bowels and excrete them. The kidneys are also a major role of elimination. So drinking adequate water is a must for optimal reduction of toxin contaminants. There are many different kinds of fasts. There's water fasts. There's colon cleanses, which is herbal products, and colonics, which is colon irrigation. There's sweating through saunas. There's liver cleansing, which is related to using some of these herbs like milk thistle or burdock root or turmeric that help aid the liver in running some of its detoxification reactions and promote the gallbladder, which is where the liver stores all the toxins it's dealt with, to help that contract and eliminate the toxins into the intestines so that the liver doesn't get backed up. There's also what I would call a food detox, which is what I do with most of my patients, which is more geared for a busy lifestyle. It's sort of like a modified fast, but there's no fasting. It's basically selecting a type of diet that reduces your exposure to toxins and gives the mechanisms that the body has for detoxification a chance to work more efficiently. And this I find very helpful for people who have a very busy lifestyle, because a true fast is way too difficult to carry out. And people who have to work and deal with their lives, fasting is just not really an option because they become absolutely exhausted. So I use selecting the right types of foods and using the right type of supplements to create a modified fast. And I find that goes really well. There's one point that I want to talk about before I bring the special guest on. This is a really interesting project that highlights the extreme value of detoxification, and it was called the New York Rescue Workers Detoxification Project. In September 2002, the New York Rescue Workers Detox Project opened a treatment facility to provide detox services to individuals affected by toxic exposure during the World Trade Center rescue and recovery effort. When those buildings burned and those buildings collapsed, all of the toxins, all of the wallpaper, the ceiling tiles, the computers, the desks, the carpets, the drywall, the paint, everything vaporized and went into the air. The detox regime, and this is where things get a little bit potentially controversial, was developed by L. Ron Hubbard, the guy who developed Scientology. He was a big fan of cleansing. And this project was actually spearheaded by Tom Cruise, who we all know is an avid Scientologist, but felt that this aspect of Scientology could significantly help these people. So it has nothing to do with buying into the religion. All of it does is take basic detox principles that have been in place for thousands of years, way before L. Ron Hubbard came to be. But because Tom Cruise was involved, it got sort of aligned with L. Ron Hubbard and some aspects of Scientology. And it was a medically monitored regime of exercise, sauna sweatouts, vitamins and minerals to cleanse the body of toxic residues. And they charted all of it. And they had these this amazing medical staff. One of the top urologists in the entire country, who I actually know, he's sort of local to this area, took part in this. And on his wall, there's all these pictures of him with Tom Cruise. And he helped oversee this issue. And the results were amazing. 187 firefighters, 13 paramedics, and 8 police officers were treated. And 78 citizens who were volunteer rescue workers and some people who lived downtown. They looked at parameters of mental health, concentration, fatigue, irritability, impaired memory, anxiety, depression, loss of sleep, headaches. They selected people who basically were out of work due to the severity of their symptoms. At discharge, over about on average, 82% of people who entered the study had their symptoms completely, mental health symptoms completely resolved at discharge. These are mental health systems symptoms that came on prior to their exposure at the World Health Center. Lung and airway issues, this is sinusitis, cough, breathing difficulties. 80% on average of the people enrolled in this had their symptoms of breathing difficulties, cough, or sinusitis completely resolved after going through this process. Musculoskeletal issues, joint pain, muscle weakness, 79.3% response rate of completely resolved at discharge. So really some dramatic results. Also, 30% of patients had abnormal levels of thyroid-related hormones at the start of the treatment. By the end of the treatment, 66% of these patients had normal thyroid function. So again, a very, very great improvement. There were also some great improvements as far as cholesterol levels. Almost half of the patients required medication at the start of treatment, with half of these on airway medications. Upon completion of the detox, 86% of the patients no longer required medication. So it's actually all the information's available on the web. It's www.nydetox, I believe, .org, and it's a great resource. They chart absolutely everything. So really an interesting project. And outlines the extreme importance of detoxification. So I want to bring on our special guest. My special guest today is Cheryl Myers. She began with a company called Enzymatic Therapies in 1998 and currently serves as the Vice President of Health Sciences, as well as the Chief Technical Spokesperson. Enzymatic Therapies manufactures natural medicines, nutritional supplements, vitamins, and herbal extracts. It was the first company to introduce ginkgo biloba, glucosamine sulfate, and the process of botanical standardization to the United States health market. So they've really been ahead of the curve. Enzymatic Therapies also includes the retail brand of Enzymatic Therapies, and they have a professional line called Integrative Therapeutics, which covers a lot of other sub-brands, Tyler, NF, Vitaline, Phytopharmaca. For anybody who's a doctor out there, they'll know these brands if they use nutritional supplements. She's published many articles. In the past 6 years, she's been featured guest on more than 200 radio shows and has been frequently interviewed by a variety of periodicals, including the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Prevention Magazine, Vitamin Retailer, Supplement Industry Insider, and Healthy Living. She's appeared on PBS. And she's recognized as an expert in the health and dietary supplement field. So, without further ado, we welcome Cheryl Myers to the show. Hello, Cheryl.
Hello. thank you so much for having me.
Sure. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Getting a little bit depressed thinking about all these toxins that I'm exposed to every day.
It can be demoralizing.
I know. You think there's no way to escape, right?
You do, but you know there is a lot of things that we can do and a lot of things that are under our control. You know, we can't control everything we're involved in with the environment. In fact, we don't always know. We may think we're doing everything right, but because of where we live or how we travel or, you know, the way that the rocks emit certain gases in our geographical area can have an impact on detoxification. You know, the good news is that Mother Nature loves us. And as you said earlier, we have all these wonderful built-in systems of detoxification. Toxins are nothing new. Human beings have been dealing with toxic substances for eons. And the reason that we are all still here today is because we have these inborn abilities to detox ourselves. So when we encounter toxins in the environment, even natural toxins, or when we have certain toxic or unhealthy substances that are created in our bodies, we have all these systems to get rid of them. The problem is that we have done it one way for thousands of years, and all of a sudden we've changed the rule book on Mother Nature, and now our systems that are developed very exquisitely to deal with a lot of natural toxins or toxins our own body makes are being exposed to substances that have never before existed in the whole history of the planet.
Right, and that's a very interesting point. And, you know, a lot of times the chemical industry will counter that by saying we test the safety of a lot of the chemicals. However, what they don't ever do is test the safety of all of these chemicals combined, because each person's body ends up being a test tube.
Yeah, they call that toxic load. You know, what is your toxic load? Because the other thing is that many of these substances work in parallel ways in the body. And so it may be that if you do a short-term study on one of the things that you mentioned, which is a plasticizer called bisphenol A, you may see that tiny, tiny nanogram amounts don't do very much. But that is a that particular type of toxin is called a xenoestrogen. And a xenoestrogen means foreign estrogen. Our body thinks it looks like estrogen and treats it like estrogen. So when you start taking that into your body, along with other types of plasticizers, guess what? Pesticides and herbicides, many of them are also hormone disruptors,
That's
and they
right.
look a little bit like estrogen to the body. And then let's see, you're drinking some non-organic milk, and there's been a lot of growth hormone given to the dairy cow, and some of that's coming through the milk, and you're getting little teeny amounts of that that look to the body like estrogen. And all of a sudden, you're awash in a sea of these pretend hormones that can tell your body to do very unhealthy things.
Exactly. They can, you know, these xenohormones, especially when combined, can stimulate estrogen receptors far more, thousands of times more strong than the own estrogen in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, the good news is, for example, with breast cancer, the good news is every single year, fewer women are dying of breast cancer. So we're doing a better job of helping women survive this disease.
Yes. However, unfortunately, more people are getting diagnosed.
I was going to say, we're both thinking along the same night. The bad news is the occurrence of breast cancer increases every single year.
Yeah.
So, even with all the things that we supposedly know about health, we're doing a terrible job with prevention, and women are still exposed to a lot of these substances that are not the only reason people get breast cancer, but one of the strong reasons is this huge amount of artificial estrogen load in our body.
Yeah, absolutely. So Cheryl, I have promised my listeners today that we're going to talk about some really great products. I mean, we know that Enzymatic makes some great products, but the information we'll be covering sort of covers the broad, or, you know, about different things that we can use to help with detoxification. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to have to take a quick break. And when we come back, as I promised that to the listeners, we're going to be able to give that to them today, right?
Wonderful.
Okay, excellent. Well, this is The Essentials of Healthy Living with Dr. Kevin Passero. We're talking about cleansing and detoxification. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking with our expert Cheryl Myers about some excellent products and some excellent natural substances you can use to facilitate your body's own natural ability to detoxify. So don't go anywhere. We will be back right after the break.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? They've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. They still take the time to know their customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, they have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give them a call at 301-530-0800. Village Green Apothecary.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from enzymatic therapy. Each little pearl makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. These revolutionary pearls aid digestion, support a healthy immune system, and are perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This wintry season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus.
Question: how's your back? Your knees?
Ow.
Your neck? Bigger question: how are you responding to inflammation? In the past, there weren't many natural options for managing inflammation in a healthy manner. But now there's Zyflamed from New Chapter, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation. Zyflamend is a patented herbal therapeutic that leverages the natural inflammation modulating properties of traditional herbs like turmeric, ginger, and holy basil. Zyflamend is clinically tested, doctor recommended, and is now being studied by many of America's leading medical institutions. So the next time somebody asks, "How's your back?" just answer Zyflamend, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation.
Broccoli,
ew.
Asparagus,
yeah.
Blueberries,
blech.
Brussels sprouts.
No.
If your family is like most, they're not getting enough of these. So you need help to keep them healthy. TwinLab Daily One multivitamins are a higher potency formula, delivering 20 important nutrients, including powerful antioxidants. Protect your family with Daily One multivitamins from TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
There's a special place here in our area that has a wealth of knowledge, experience, and products like no other. It's Village Green Apothecary, where people who really care about their health can get the help and products they need. Whether it's a hard-to-find nutritional supplement or a specially compounded prescription, you'll find that they have the expertise you need, plus the kind of attention and product selection those mass-market drugstores just can't deliver. Visit Village Green at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or call 301-530-0800.
Progressive Talk 1260.
Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for the evening. Our wonderful host, Dana Lake, will return next week. Today, we've been talking about cleansing and detoxification, and we have our expert on the phone, Cheryl Myers, who's going to be discussing and educating us about some great products to help facilitate the body's natural ability to detoxify. So, Cheryl, let's get down to it. Let's talk about some different natural ingredients or things from the natural world that can aid our body with detoxification.
Well, absolutely. One of the things that we have at Enzymatic Therapy is we put together a kit for a two-week cleanse, because a lot of your listeners may be familiar with the cleansing concept, but some might be somewhat new to the category. And we don't want to make it difficult, and we don't want to make it scary. Now, there's all different kinds of cleanses. You know, there's the kind of specialty cleanses you were discussing earlier that are highly therapeutic and that you need to do under the supervision of a doctor, where they're putting together something individual to deal with what's going on specifically in your situation. But for many people, in between those types of appointments, or who are just interested in dipping a toe in the water, so to speak, to learn more about cleansing, we did put together a kit that's a three-part system. The three-part system is, the first one is what you were talking about when we were talking about the garden hose and the bucket with all the holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's going in faster than it's coming out, it starts to get clogged up.
Yep.
Well, one organ that's particularly prone to that is your liver.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say that, I'm a fan of analogies too, and I always say your liver is something like a parking garage. And you can't put new cars in the parking spots until the cars vacate them. And so you have to really get things moving through your liver faster, because once things are in your liver, they start the process of being bound up and processed for elimination. The damage that many of these toxins do is while they're still out there floating around in your bloodstream, mm-hmm. where they're exposing all of your different cells in your body to these specific toxins. So the faster you get things moving through your liver, the sooner those cars can pull into those parking spots, and they too can be processed for getting them out of your body. So the first thing we work on is providing natural ingredients that help gently increase liver function and create more of a substance in your liver that's called bile. Bile is a fluid that is dripped from your liver via your gallbladder, or if you don't have a gallbladder, it's dripped directly mm-hmm. into your intestines. And gallbladder does a lot of things, but one thing that it does is it helps to carry out those toxins from your body. So we want to, well, I always call it the toxin taxicab. The more bile you make, the more avenues you have, the more vehicles you have for transporting these things. So we do that. And then the second thing, though, is the problem with having bile that now has a lot of extra toxins in it because you've asked your liver to kick it into gear a little bit more, is that your intestines love you, but they're not very smart. And when this bile comes floating along through your intestines, it doesn't necessarily distinguish it from other things, and it tries to reabsorb it. So if you don't have a way to bind up the bile so that it cannot be reabsorbed, you end up sucking all of those things your body's trying to get rid of right back into your bloodstream again, and then it has to go through the whole process all over again.
Right. Let's back up for a second.
Yeah.
Can we talk a little bit about some of the ingredients that are in like a liver cleanse formula, so that people can kind of get an idea of what some of these natural products, you know, what helps the liver basically?
Absolutely. Well, one of the most potent liver herbs out there is milk thistle. Yeah. And milk thistle does a lot of things. It helps the liver to behave in a more efficient manner. It helps the individual cells of the liver called hepatocytes regenerate themselves more strongly and withstand stress. And it also mildly increases the production of bile in the liver. Another wonderful herbal compound that does a lot for our liver is artichoke. And artichoke is a little bit more specific for bile creation, those toxin taxicabs.
Mm-hmm.
So artichoke as well. So those are the, in our formulas at least, those are the two heavy lifters, although we do have some supportive players. I always say we have the rock stars and then we have the rest of the band.
Mm-hmm.
But we have some other ingredients as well that are also liver healthy. But those are the two that are really exerting the most impact on the liver specific changes that are necessary for good cleanse.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I mean, milk thistle is such a great herb for the liver. It is, can be successfully used to offset poisoning from certain poisonous mushrooms,
mm-hmm.
and it has been shown to definitely be protective of the liver from certain chemicals. And artichoke, you know, I mean, it's good for people to think about things they can do in their diet. Artichoke is something that they can eat on a daily basis or a regular basis to try and support their liver. And turmeric is another herb that has many, many health benefits, but is also a great one to add to your diet in the form of curry or spice that can be supportive of the liver.
Absolutely. You know, licorice, dandelion, mm-hmm. there's a couple of other herbs that will have some really helpful effects on how the liver works and protecting the liver from damage while it's processing. I always say it's handling all this hazardous waste. We need to provide it with some protective gear.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, so here we are. We have these herbs and natural compounds that are uh-huh. helping the liver to detoxify more efficiently. We're moving the bile through the liver, collecting into the gallbladder, and we're increasing bile so we can increase the amount of toxins that we have. We eat food, we stimulate our gallbladder, the bile and all the toxins go into the intestines, and then here comes the next piece of detoxification, which is going to be fiber.
Absolutely.
So,
you know, fiber is a giant catcher's mitt, and it does a wonderful job of absorbing and carrying out of our body some of those things that we don't want to be in there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty of fiber is that you cannot absorb it. You don't use it as a food source.
Right.
It goes in your mouth and comes out the other direction pretty much in the same condition.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be a super sponge. In fact, some forms of fiber can swell up to 14 to 17 times the original size. So they are very, very good and potent at binding up some of these substances so they cannot be reabsorbed.
Right.
So, you know, one of the things that I've noticed when some people are first doing cleanses, they do the first part pretty well. They really kick up their detoxification processes into gear and kick up their liver function and do all this other stuff. And then the next thing they know, they don't feel very good. And it's because the second part hasn't been done very well and they're reabsorbing these toxins. And
right. Right.
One of the common questions that are asked are you detoxing or are you retoxing? You know, we want to be fully detoxing. We don't want to just kick it into gear to have them all reabsorbed. So you do have to be, you do have to be part of a system. The second part is you have to bind up these toxins so they can be safely carried out of your body.
Right, and that's exactly what the fiber does. Now, the other piece, I mean, I've had that experience a lot too when I'm working with patients and they're talking about doing a cleanse and they're not feeling well. And the first question I ask is, are you eliminating every day?
Mm-hmm.
Because bowel movements are really the only way for this stuff to get out once it's been bound by the fiber. So the other very important thing to remember is that if you're greatly increasing your fiber intake, you must also greatly increase your water intake, or else the fiber will swell possibly too much and not move easily out of the bowels.
Yeah, right. And then the last part of a good cleanse, and what, the way that we've designed our cleanse, is to have something in there that scoots things out of your body a little bit more quickly.
Right.
As you said, you don't, you know, even if that you've got a train laden with toxic waste, even if it's all bound up in the train, how long do you want that train sitting in your neighborhood?
Right.
Because you know the longer it sits there, the more prone it might be to some kind of leak. So we want to move things out of the body, and the way to do that is using laxatives. However, not all laxatives are created equal, and there's a lot of debate out there about what is the best way to get things moving during a cleanse. Some people are using stimulant laxatives, and I have to say they do work. And they're not all synthetic. There are some natural stimulant laxatives, like Senna and Cascara are natural. But the way that they work is these chemical compounds kind of irritate the inside of the intestines and cause the intestines to contract so that they're like they're muscles. We have muscles on the inside of our intestines, and so these muscles kind of contract. Well, if they're stimulating them too much, that contraction feels like cramping, and
right.
It can be very painful mm-hmm. to sensitive individuals.
Yep.
And the other problem that you run with stimulant laxatives is not, and you're not going to have this happen in a short cleanse, but if you use them for a long duration, your intestines get really used to this harsh chemical signal, and then when you take the cattle prod away, your intestines won't do anything, and people get very, very constipated.
Right, it's the same with other laxatives. They can be addictive.
Yes, they in a way, yes, absolutely they can, and it's difficult to come back from laxative dependence. So we've chosen for our cleanse to use something called an osmotic laxative, and an osmotic laxative means that it doesn't have stimulants in it to cause contractions of the musculature of the intestines. It is a water magnet. It pulls water into the intestines. So this water loosens things up. Water itself being pulled into the intestines has a mild cleansing property as well. And so it is eliminated from your body far more easily. And the water magnet we chose is a form of magnesium that's very poorly absorbed, because when magnesium is not absorbed, it attracts water into your intestines. So again, during a cleanse, it's always a good idea to drink good, healthy amounts of water, 6 to 8 glasses a day of nice, pure water, because that's another one of our purification processes, is our body uses water for that.
Right, and I think that's such a great, unique property of the program is the fact that it's using an osmotic laxative, because, you know, a lot of the boxed cleansing programs that you buy out there all rely on stimulant laxatives to get that portion of the bowel moving, and a lot of them don't even include fiber. It's just herbs in the morning for detoxification and then some sort of stimulant laxative in the evening to ensure a bowel movement. And I think the osmotic laxative is such a more gentle, natural way of encouraging the body to eliminate, and is really, I think, a much safer approach.
I understand. And the other thing that people are concerned about in a cleanse is, am I going to have any urgency?
Right.
Am I going to be tied to my, you know, mm-hmm. desk, and or am I not going to be able to ride any further than 2.5 miles in my car? Or, you know, I mean, those are some valid concerns. There are some forms of cleanses out there that can give you a great sense of urgency or even a loss of control. And when you're using an osmotic laxative, that's a far lesser risk. You don't have that. And so people can go about their daily business. Yes, you will go to the bathroom more frequently, and that's a good thing. But you aren't going to have to limit your car trips or be concerned.
So how exactly does the program work? Like, it's 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
right? So
we have 2 weeks of relatively intensive cleansing, where it's a little bit higher gear cleansing, and then 1 week of step down, we feel that it's nice to taper your body off. When you're asking your body to work a little bit harder, we always say if you're running a marathon, you don't just stop cold turkey. You kind of walk around and cool down a little bit. And that's what we're doing with the body as well. 1 week of really asking the liver to jog instead of walk. We're asking it to speed up a little bit. And then 1 week of step down. And then after 2 weeks, you know, you've pretty much done a good solid cleanse. Some individuals who have particular concerns have asked me, can I do a month? And I say, absolutely, you can do a month-long cleanse. If you were to do this, you would do 2 weeks at the higher level and then 2 weeks at the step-down level. Then individuals ask me if they can go longer than a month, and I always say, that's really would be a rarity that anybody would need that, and I would feel more comfortable if they'd be under the supervision of their healthcare practitioner if they want to do something, you know, that's really, really lengthy and get their advice on what their specific needs are.
Yeah, I think a great idea for people who are looking to, you know, do more aggressive cleansing instead of doing longer periods of time is to, you know, what I recommend is doing cleansing at certain times of the year. So changing of the seasons is usually a great time. For instance, spring, because spring in Chinese medicine and some other forms of medicine is really the energetic time of the liver, is one of the optimal times to do a cleanse, to really sort of tap into that natural biorhythm of our bodies and the world that surrounds us, but also in the fall, the transition from summer to fall, and then even in the winter around New Year's time is always a good time to think about cleansing because everybody's gone through the holidays of feeling guilty about all the Christmas parties they drank too much at and all the Christmas cookies they ate too much of and all those great holiday foods that everybody overindulged in.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a wonderful way to remember it, as the changes of the seasons and even if people do it two or three times a year, they're going to feel a whole heck of a lot better. Getting some of this stuff out of their bodies, they're going to feel renewed, refreshed. Most individuals tell me they feel a lot more energetic after a cleanse than they did before a cleanse. Now, people will, or I shouldn't say will, most people will lose a little bit of weight when they do a cleanse, and it varies from person to person, simply because you're helping to speed up your metabolism a little bit. You're moving things along.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't recommend using ongoing cleansing for your weight loss program. It's a great way to get started. It's a great way if you're getting ready to diet, or if you're, you know, if you're getting ready to make some changes in your eating habits. Absolutely, and you know, if you want to do a cleanse, fine. But I think that it's not a good idea for people to rely on cleanses to drop weight.
I agree. Well, I hope that information gave my listeners a very basic outline of what a good cleansing program can be. You know, at Village Green, we have that enzymatic therapy 2 week product, which is a great way during the springtime for people to get started with an excellent, I think, cleansing program. We're going to take a quick break. We're here. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero on the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're talking about detoxification and cleansing. When we come back from the break, we're going to wrap up a couple things, and I think, unfortunately, we're going to be pretty close to running out of time. So stay with us. When we come back, we got some great information to cover.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com, Jarrow, for the best in probiotic supplements.
There's a special place here in our area that has a wealth of knowledge, experience, and products like no other. It's Village Green Apothecary, where people who really care about their health can get the help and products they need. Whether it's a hard-to-find nutritional supplement or a specially compounded prescription, you'll find that they have the expertise you need, plus the kind of attention and product selection those mass-market drugstores just can't deliver. Visit Village Green at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a Megafood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular, and immune health, and more. Available in flavors to please every palate, each delicious serving of Food Fit contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein and 6 grams of fiber, immune-supporting oat beta-glucan. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. You can learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Progressive Talk 1260.
Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by the Village Green. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero, and today we're talking about cleansing and detoxification, and we have our expert Cheryl Myers on the phone. Cheryl, we are running out of time, but real quick, there's a really interesting product that you guys have for heavy metal detox, and I was wondering if you could just tell me a little bit about it.
I would love to. Well, in addition to our whole body cleanse kit, we have another product that's called Complete Metal Cleanse, and so many people are worried about things like lead and mercury that are accumulating in their bodies and can have a lot of long-term adverse health effects. This product is not a gastrointestinal-based cleanse in that it's not something that you have to do for 2 weeks and it's going to increase your times going to the bathroom. It is a substance that when you take it on a regular basis, it helps to bind up those heavy metals, and it is very specific to heavy metals, and carry them out of your body. So it is a product that you can take either 4 weeks at a time, or actually the clinical studies were done at 8 weeks at a time. It's one capsule. You only have to take it once a day, but there is one thing that you have to remember. Because this is such a strong binder, you cannot take it at the same time as you take your other supplements or food, or if you're on prescription medication. You need to take it totally away from other things. Personally, when I do this, I do it right before bedtime because it's been a few hours since I've eaten and I'm not taking any other supplements at that time. And it works wonderfully. You can have a dramatic decrease in the amount of lead, mercury, and the other substance that's been tested for is cadmium levels in the body. So again, it's for individuals, especially with our concerns about seafood, and I love seafood. I'm not going to stop eating healthy seafood, but I do need to probably pay more attention to things like my mercury exposures.
Well, that's great. Sounds like a really interesting product, and where it comes from, it sounds really very interesting. If people have other questions, definitely come into the store and ask about it. It looks like a very unique product.
I've used it myself, and I've been very pleased with the results.
That's great. Well, Cheryl, thank you so much for being on the phone with us today. Really appreciate all the information you gave us.
It's been a pleasure.
Take care, and watch out for toxins.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
All right, we have a couple minutes to wrap up here, and you know, for all you local listeners, I just got to say, if you haven't been to the Village Green, you need to check it out. And you know, I'm not just saying that because they sponsor the radio show. It really is a unique pharmacy. There aren't many compounding pharmacies in the United States. It's a place where you have a pharmacist who specializes in making vitamins, supplements, medications custom to each person. So if it's determined that you need certain nutrients, they can make a formula for you that contains those exact nutrients. So it is custom to your specific needs. That is a very rare thing. Also, the place has been there for 40 years, and a lot of the people working there have been there for 20 or 30 years working in the natural health industry. So we have an extremely well-educated staff. If you come in and you have questions about a product or about a health concern, they are fantastic at helping to guide you to a right product. We also have the pharmacists on staff, the compounding pharmacists on staff. We have a master herbalist on staff, a nutritionist on staff. We have myself, a naturopathic doctor on staff. So it's a wonderful resource. It truly is a very unique environment. And again, I really am not just saying that. It is worth going in and checking it out if you've never been there. I have questions. The website's great. You can listen to all these shows are archived on the website, www.myvillagegreen.com. You can also, we have a great Ask the Expert section of the site, which is really interesting. There's a couple sales that are running right now. The Pathway Phytoestrogen Plus, which is great for menopausal issues, is buy one, get one free. And that's going on for another probably week or two. So come on into the store and check that out. So everybody, I really hope you had a great time tonight. I did. Always, there's just so much information in so little time. I will be back in a month. Dana is back next week. So thank you for listening. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, and this is The Essentials of Healthy Living.